Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 167 for Wednesday, December 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mixed Wednesday morning, taking strength from gains in Chicago soy oil, while the more deferred contracts were feeling weakness in Chicago soybeans. Values initially retreated from yesterday's highs, then reversed direction before settling into their mixed state right now. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both higher, which contributed to the gains. The January contract was checking in at $471.10 per ton. That's down 20 cents. The March contract was $479.90 per ton, also down 20 cents. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which typically makes canola more attractive to buyers in other countries. However, large supplies of soybeans in South America cast a bearish tilt over the market. Traders were likely looking to take profits off this morning's rally. There are widespread ideas Friday's report from Statistics Canada will show a much larger canola crop than previously reported. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were down 2 cents, with the January contract coming in at $8.89 a bushel. There are ideas the market is a little high right now and may need to come down more. Traders were squaring some short positions, which was also bearish. There are some concerns over Argentina's decision to lower the export tax on soybeans and what that may mean for the world market coming up. Creators of biodiesel are likely already thinking about how many more soybeans they will be ordering after the Environmental Protection Agency announced stricter quotas on the use of biofuel. Corn was slightly weaker, with the December contract coming in at $3.66 a bushel. Farmers in Argentina are reportedly making plans to expand the country's corn crop by 10% next year due to the upcoming demand for ethanol. Many countries have temporarily stopped importing corn, thinking cheaper supplies are just around the corner. Heavy rains have also delayed corn shipments at some ports in Brazil. U.S. wheat was 4 cents weaker, with the December contract coming in at $4.53 a bushel. Russia's decision to ban wheat exports to Turkey means Ukraine will likely step in to fill the shortage. Grain production in Russia is only expected to reach 100 million metric tons. That is over 3 million less metric tons than last year. The wheat market is still trying to find some floor support and still trying to establish a bottom for itself. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, December 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.